Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today we've got something really cool to dive into. Absolutely, we're talking about two heavyweights in the AI world, ChatGPT Canvas and Claude for Storyboarding in 2025. Right! And you know, there's a big myth out there that you need to be an artistic genius or have a huge budget to create a decent storyboard. But that couldn't be further from the truth. Oh, totally. It's like, if you can't draw, you might think you're out of luck. But with AI, that's really flipped on its head, hasn't it? Ali, exactly. I've been testing these tools extensively, and honestly, the difference between struggling with stick figures and crafting a cinematic storyboard is just knowing how to use these tools effectively. So, what's the real difference between ChatGPT Canvas and Claude? Aren't they basically the same thing? You might think that, but they're actually quite different. Both can chat with you, sure, but when it comes to visual planning, they're like different animals. Interesting. So how should someone decide which one to pick? Great question. It really comes down to how they handle context. Storyboarding isn't just about one image. It's about the flow. Keeping track of details like what a character wears throughout the frames. Oh wow, so Claude really shines here, right? Exactly. Claude has a massive context window, over 200,000 tokens. That means it can handle up to 150 frames without losing track of details, maintaining narrative consistency with about 89.7% accuracy. That's impressive. And what about ChatGPT Canvas? ChatGPT Canvas is fantastic for quick, snappy ideas, but it does cap out at around 128K tokens. After about 20 iterations, things can start to get a bit shaky, with a 41% error rate in maintaining coherence. So if someone's working on a long project, Claude might be the better choice. But if speed is key, then ChatGPT Canvas is the way to go? Exactly. And speaking of choosing the right tool, let's talk about why someone might prefer Claude for narratives. Yeah, tell me more about that. With the artifacts UI update from late 2025, Claude displays your work side by side. You can have your script on one side and visual descriptions on the other, which is a game changer. Oh, I love that. No more scrolling through long chat histories to find what you need, right? Users have reported a 67% boost in retention for iterative tasks because of that feature. And for complex stories, visual separation is so helpful. But it can be a bit slow, right? Yes, that's worth noting. Sometimes Claude can lag, especially when rendering complex diagrams or detailed scenes. I've seen it take up to 15 seconds per frame description. It might not sound like a lot, but when you're in the creative flow, it can feel like an eternity. For sure. So let's talk brass tacks. How do these tools save time and money? Great point. AI. Assisted storyboarding tools reduced production time by around 55% for video editors in 2025. The creative workflows market is booming, hitting $12.7 billion. Wow, those numbers are huge. And it's not just about speed, right? It's also about revisions. Exactly. When you spend days drawing a sequence and then your client hates it, with AI, you just type something like, change the setting to night, and boom. It's done. That must save so much headache. Can you give me an example of a company that's benefited from this? Sure. Pixar. Animation. Studios saved $127 in labor costs for 5 sequences using these tools. That's a massive savings, even for them. Wow. And companies using Claude are seeing a 3.1x return on investment within 6 months. Right? It's all about cutting down on that frustrating staring at a blank page time. So, as we look ahead, do you think these tools will continue to evolve? Absolutely. We're already seeing trends for 2026, where tools might start merging features, and even other platforms like Adobe Firefly are jumping into the fray. So what's your advice for someone trying to choose between the two tools? The best tool is the one you actually use. Don't get stuck in analysis paralysis. Pick one, give it a shot for your next video, and see if it cuts your planning time in half. Sounds like a plan. So to recap, ChatGPT is better for fast brainstorming and Claude excels at maintaining narrative consistency. You got it. And remember, it all depends on your workflow needs. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in the next one.